Blog Talk Radio.
Take all of me,
Everything I am, everything I have is yours. I yield to you. I surrender to you. I give my life to you. Everything I have is yours. Everything I have is yours. I'm yours. I don't hold back anything. I don't hold back anything. Everything I have, everything I am yours. I'm yours. My dreams are yours. My future, yours. My possession, yours. My family, yours. My finances, yours. My talent, my gifts are yours. My whole body belongs to you. My agenda is yours. Everything I have, everything I am, 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 it's yours. Yours. Everything I am, yours. All I want is your presence. All I want is your presence. Everything I have is yours. All I want is your presence, Jesus. I just want your glory. I just want your presence in my life. I don't care about anything else. You can do with me as you please. I am yours. Oh Lord, I am yours. I am yours.
Can work it out, amen. Jesus can work it out, amen. You know when you can't work it out. God done already figured it out, amen. Jesus can work it out, amen. I thank God because God is all by himself, man. He got all powers in his hand, amen. While we're trying to figure it out, the Lord done already know what is going to be the problem, amen. He had already solved that problem. All we got to do is look to the Lord for help, amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. You're listening to Prophetic Outreach Chapel. That's LRMG. We're located at 12025 Griffin Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Phone number is area code 216-538-0432. And you listen to the Apostle Thorna Hyphen Kirkendall. I'm the senior pastor. And those of you who miss Holy Convocation, you miss something. Amen.
Amen.
I know I'm here. I had talked to them. You know, sometimes I tell them, I know we sanctified folks. We all sound like we sanctified folks. Amen.
Amen.
But I'm telling you, during Holy Convocation, not only did we sound like sanctified folks, we acted like sanctified folks. Amen.
Amen.
Some of us got a shout. The Lord came in and used. He worked a wonder. Amen. God is still God. Amen. And he's still on his throne. He's still on his throne. Amen. Those of you who missed the song, we played it. He's the same God. If he did it before, he can do it again and again and again. God has not changed. God is not dead. He's still alive. Amen. The songwriter wrote, I can feel him in my hands. I can feel him in my feet. I can feel him all over me. Now you've got to reach out and touch what you already know. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray. And those of you that want to look for the scripture ahead of time, it's going to be Mark 4, verses 35 through 41. Mark 4, 35 through the 41st verse. Amen. My subject is going to be the storms of life. Amen. The storms of life. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to have prayer, and then we're going to move on. Thank you, Jesus. So much to pray for. Amen. So much to pray about. But it's so much to give thanks about. Amen. Because no matter what your circumstances are, there's someone in worse circumstances than you. But I tell you what, they might be in worse circumstances, but some saints of God somewhere, they know how to lean and depend upon God, because there's no one else to turn to, because man wants to say this, that, and the other. But I want you to know, only what God says is what counts. Amen.
Yes.
Let's go to the throne of grace. Hey, thank you. Hey, thank you. Thank you, Chief. Hey, thank you. Thank you. Oh, hey. Father God, we first of all, we come to you as humbly as we know how. Lord, because we understand and we recognize we are nothing but dust and vapor. Hey, but oh God, because of your grace, because of your mercy, Lord, you looked upon us, Lord, when we were yet still dust, and you said that we should become something. Hey, but oh God, we just come to you, understanding that we can't do nothing. Hey, but oh God, you're great and greatly to be praised. And all power's in your hand. Hey, you can do all things. Hey, everything that needs to be done, hey, you can already do it. Hey, you can do everything, but fail. Hey, Lord, Father God, go over the radio broadcast. Touch everyone under the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, meet them, Lord, holistically, hey, right where they are. You know, Lord, what they're in need of. In the name of Jesus, send out your spirit with faith. In the name of Jesus, send out your anointing which delivers and sets free. In the name of Jesus, somebody, Lord, crying out to you, Lord, saying, heal, heal, send out your healing virtue, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on the backsliders. You said in your word that you're married to the backsliders. Send on your restorative spirit, in the name of Jesus. Help your people say yes. Help your people to say yes. Help your people to surrender to your word, in the name of Jesus. Look on, Lord. Look on us today. Send on your word. Feed your people. You know what we need. Send on your anointing today. Yes, Lord. Hey, thank you. Use me, Lord, as an oracle for you, Lord. Lord, I'm just a vessel. Lord, as I open up my mouth, speak your word, speak your word, speak your word, in the name of Jesus. Touch hearts, souls, and mind. Yes, Lord, send the spirit with lift the heavy burden. Let the burden come floating off. Send on your word, which preacheth, Lord. Send on the word, which teacheth, Lord. Lord. Do the work that has to be done. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Help us to say yes to your will. Help us to say yes. Yes, 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 Lord. My soul cried out, and it said yes, Lord. No matter, Lord, what the storm is, my soul is going to say yes. No matter, Lord, what the sickness may be, my soul's going to say yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We're thanking you right now. We're thanking you right now for divine healing. We're thanking you right now for salvation. We're thanking you right now for deliverance. In the name of Jesus, you know, Lord, who you need to touch today. Oh, glory to God. We're just praising, praising. We're just praising you. We're praising you, Lord, because we believe that you've already stretched out your hand, that you've already worked out, Lord. You've already solved that problem. Yes, Lord. Yeah, Lord. You know, Lord, all our situations. You know, Lord, all our issues, Lord. We can't make it without you. We can't make it without you. We can't go any further unless you come on in and touch right now. Yes, Lord. Somebody, Lord, is ready to give up, Lord. But come on, Lord, and give them strength to go through. Yes, Lord. Come on, Lord. We need strength to go a little farther. Yeah, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We're saying yes. Yes to your will. Yes to your will. We are tired. We are worn out. But, Lord, we are saying we need to be refreshed. We need to be revived. Here we are today. Standing in the need of prayer, saying, Lord, have mercy on our souls, have mercy on our minds, have mercy on our bodies. We are just crying out to you, Lord, say, send on your help today, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. We're thanking you right now. We're just giving you praise right now. In the midst of the storm, we are praising your great and holy name because we understand that we're your child. We understand that we are children of the Most High God, that the devil in hell shall not prevail against us. We understand that, oh God, you're in control. So here we are, Lord, saying, have your way, have your way, have your way, Lord. Have your way, have your way, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you right now. We are careful, Lord, we'll be careful to give you praise. We're careful to give you the glory and honor and majesty. Lord, you know who you're working in right now. We know we thank you right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Since my reader is not here, amen, I'm going to read my own scriptures. Amen. If you pray for me, I won't be before you long. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It said, Mark 4:35-41. It said, and the same day when even was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other. And the 36th chapter verse says, and when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him the other little ships. And there arose a great wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder parts of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awakened him and said unto him, Master, carest thou now that we perish? Hey, thank you, Jesus. And he arose and rebuked the wind, and he said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Amen. Now, if you think about it, that when the point that I want to go here, if you go with me, it says before we can even formulate a thought in our mind, think about it, God already knows what we have in store, what he has in store for us. Amen. Before the thought can even get there, not only does he know what he has in store for us, but he knows what he has in store for us each and every day in every way. Amen. Then when we get to the thought defined, because I want you to think about when we go to a thought process, how we have put all these things into place while the Lord is already working it out. It's a thought, according to Google.com, an idea or opinion produced by thinking or something that occurs suddenly in the mind. To the action of the process of thinking, the synonyms are thinking, contemplating, musing, pondering, consideration, reflection, introspection, and deliberation. So you know when things happen in our life, we want to take time out and try to figure out what's going on, what happened, why it happened. So I'm just telling you today, while you're trying to do all those things, as the men were in the storm here, they were trying to figure out what's going on because, see, Jesus was already there. Only thing they had to think about that we have the master at hand, amen? But they were perplexed about what happened. When we get perplexed, you know, we often fail to realize that we are a special thing, each and every one of us. We are children of the what? Most High God. So no matter what you're going through, as our chapel mother said, we're the king's kid, amen? So no matter what you're going through, you got to realize and recognize not only who you are, but whose you are. The other thing is that when he saved us, he already equips us for the journey that lies ahead. Let me tell you that again. When the Lord saves you, he already equips you at that moment for the journey that lies ahead. Amen? That everything's going to be smooth. He didn't save you and say that everything's going to be Sunday. But what he did was saved you. He put something down on the inside, said, because I know that a storm is going to be coming. And after a while, you're going to not be able to weather the storm on your own. So down on the inside, when he saved you, he equips you because he knows what you need. Whatever your storm that you're going through may not be the storm that I'm going through, but Jesus says, it says Jesus says, he'll pick you up, he'll turn you around, he'll place your feet on solid ground. One thing I know, to the utmost, Jesus says. So if he can do that, that means that whatever I'm going to go through, he's there. He's already equipped me for the journey. Amen. The problem comes when we want to do things ourselves. Amen. Now you think about this storm. This storm, it came as a strong storm. And you think about it, though. Sometimes we just want to think about the trials that we have, and we want to say, oh, mercy me. Oh, why me, Lord? We want to go and complain and talk to the Lord. I don't know why I'm going through this, but think about it from this perspective, saints of God. Storms come to make us strong. Storms come to make us strong, amen? And then they equip us even more that is needed for our spiritual growth. If you just on an even keel, you never have any bumps in the road. You just going along as go positive in the growth. Amen. If you are a seed that's planted by rocks and you don't get in the form, hold on there, then when the storms and the winds that come blasting around and come blowing, then you get tossed and pulled up because you didn't have any foundation. Amen. We are supposed to have spiritual growth, just like our body grows, just like we come from an infant and we grow into adulthood and old age. You've got to grow spiritually too, amen? Because you should not be the same place today as you were last year, amen? Every day we sing the song, I want to go higher, higher, higher. But do you want to go through something? Do you want to go through something to get higher? Hey, do you want to go through the storms that take? We're talking about, you know, saints of God, that people aren't like they used to be. Hey, because back in the day, they had their own. kind of religion. And then we say, I'd like to be like them. But, oh, saints of God, the saints back in the day, they went and, hey, man, they were willing to go through the storm. They were willing to lay out before the Lord. They were willing to fast and sacrifice. Every day they tried to go a little higher. But I want you to know, we got to understand that the storms are not necessarily, we look at them as a curse, when the storms can come as a blessing. Amen? It's hard to think about. You got to go to a trial. How to try a blessing? Well, because maybe you in a stage that the Lord need to get you out of so you can go through something, because somewhere down the line, you're going to need this strength, this new strength, this new anointing, new power you have to go through the big storm. And you just complain about the storm that's having you rocking forth, but you don't know what's on the other side. Amen?
Amen.
Nobody, even Jesus, was exempt from going through a storm.
Amen.
Now think about that. When you want to complain about a storm, nobody, not even Jesus, was exempted from the storm. Amen?
Amen?
He had to go through some storms in his life. Not just one storm, but he had to go through some storms so he can go a little higher. Amen? If Jesus went through the storm, how more are we that we must go through storms? The word of God said that we must suffer. What? Persecution. You got to go through and suffer now. If you won't go through and suffer, how are you going to get deeper in the word? If you won't read the word, how are you going to digest it? If you, to be talking about it all the time, if you don't fast, you won't what? If you don't pray, you won't stay. Well, it takes a commitment to go through that. Amen? When your body is wrecked with pain, it may be hard to pain. It may be hard to pray. When you're out of a job, it may be hard to pray. When you're having problems in your life, you just can't utter the word. That's why I talk about send up prayers up to heaven. You may can't say a word, but you've already sent up timbers. Amen? Because, see, one thing about it, it's the devil's job to get us off course. Amen? It's the devil's job to get, you know, he wants to get to our spiritual eye. And here's the thing. Our spiritual eye is dimmed out. I didn't say it was put out, I didn't say it was closed, but dimmed out. Amen? You see this light right here, as long as I open it, it's bright. But when I do it like that, it gets a little dimmer, and I can get it so close where the light is still shining, but I can what? Barely see it. That then once the light becomes dim, then we start looking for at the storms of life with our natural eye. Because then the devil has got in the mix, amen. We understand we're a child of Most High King, but you know, we get all that but in there, see, but I don't understand how this and that happened. And see, Lord, if you were doing this, but see, and we get all that going in, but that's the devil and start to talk to our minds, amen. See, then we look at that through our natural eye. We can see it because we look at it, it becomes bigger than what it really is. Amen. When we start looking at it with our natural eye, then some things that are big look smaller than what they really are because we are looking with the wrong eye. Because that's what the devil wants to do. We have to understand that the devil is a liar and the author of all liars. Amen. And he's always on the attack in this war. Thanks, we're in a war. Be sure that the devil knows just where to attack you. The devil knows just where your weakest points are. The devil knows just how to get your attention. Amen? These people that were in the boat, think about it. They were experienced sailors. Amen? They were experienced fishermen. So how is it that they were afraid of a storm? How was it they were afraid of something that they should have already been used to seeing? Amen? But the devil knew that if he got a big storm, if he got the kind like they had never seen, and they were in little boats, that these expert fishermen would then stop looking with their spiritual eye, because if they had stayed with their spiritual eye, they would have realized that no matter what's going on, we got Jesus down here. No matter what's going on, we got the master at hand. But what they saw was a storm raising. What they saw was their little side of their boat compared to the winds and all the things were going on. All the things that they could see was what was going on with their natural eye. they became afraid. Amen. But the thing of it is, what? All they had to realize is, and we are saying, Jesus is there. Right in the midst of the storm. No matter what you have to go through, the devil already knows that Jesus is right there protecting us. He already knows that, amen? But it's his job to get you not to remember that. It's his job to get you so off course that you forget that you got some protection going on, that he gets you all focused on the fact that you're in the storm, not concerned with that I understand who controls the storm, amen? When your spiritual eye dim out, he will try his best to make you feel that your natural eye is all seeing and all knowing. You didn't hear what I said. With your natural eye, he is going to try to make you feel like you can see all seeing, all knowing. In other words, you can see what you're in, you can see what you're going through, and you can see if there's an end to it. Sometimes we feel that there's another end in the storm because that's what he allows us to see. Then he wants you to get to the point where that you doubt God is even real. Oh, you don't hear what I said. Sometimes those storms can be so hard, then sometimes you begin to question, is God really here? Does God really exist? That's the devil want to put those thoughts in your mind. Amen? Then he's trying to get you to say, well, God is just limited. He's just, he's just going doing this. But what we have to understand, that God is limited in allowing this to happen for what? Your spiritual growth. No matter what's going on, the devil is a liar. And he will try to convince you that even though Jesus is right here with you, that you can't see him, that you can't even hear him, that you can't even feel him. And Jesus is standing right there with his arms stretched out open right there for you. But see, the devil don't want you to see that. The devil's trying to get you to the point where we forget about our spiritual eyes. We got to walk this thing not by sight, but by what? By faith. By faith. Jesus said, let us pass over to the other side. Now, in that statement alone, Jesus said, now we're going to get to the other side. He said, let us pass over to the other side. Now, he's already given you some confirmation because Jesus said, let us pass over. He said, let us go into the water and sink. Let's go into the water and get drowned. Let's go into the water and be defeated by the enemy. He said, what? Let us pass over to the other side. Jesus didn't just go there and say, well, we're going to get there quickly. He just told us, let's get there. Amen? Jesus, but you think about it. Jesus already knew that they were going to have to go through the storm. He already knew that they were going to have to go through some growth. They had to already understand that in order for them to realize that Jesus was Jesus, he was the Son of God, they had to go through where that he could be able to come there and let them know that even the wind obeyed him, the seas obeyed him, that if they had Jesus, and that's all they need, just step out of faith. Amen? Jesus didn't tell us that sometimes, see, that's our problem. We want what we want, and we want it right now. When it doesn't happen right now, then we become upset. Amen? We are a right now generation. Lord, I need it. I want. I need. I got to have it, and I got to have it right now. And Jesus may say, no, you're not going to get it, and this is what you're going to go through because you got that I want, I need, I got. So I'm going to take you through something so you say, yes. Instead of saying, I need, I want, you'll say, yes. Thank you, Lord, I have. Thank you, Lord, for what you gave me. Thank you, Lord, thank you. Instead of saying, I need, I want, I got. You'll be saying, I got the anointing. Hey, I got Jesus on my side. Thank you, Jesus, because I have what I need to get me through the storm. He let us know, let me tell you, he let us know that even though we have to go through the storm, there is an other side. Even when it's at the most darkest hour and you can't see your way through, you need to know there is an other side. But the thing of it is, are you willing to go through what you got to go through to get to the other side? Because if we run through it, then we don't get everything that we need. Amen? Sometimes we don't want to go through the Lord, let's go through, and guess what? So you didn't get what you need. So guess what? We look up, there's the same old storm, come back again, but guess what? Even worse. what happened there? That means the first time that you went through the storm, you didn't get what you were supposed to get. Amen. You were too busy trying to get through and start getting all of what you were supposed to get. Yes, it might be in the middle of the storm. We might be there right now. But let us know that there is an other side of the storm. And with faith, Jesus can stand up in the middle of your storm. With faith, Jesus can stand up in the middle of your storm, and he can say, okay, now you have what you need. Now you receive what you needed. You went through this. Now you equipped with what you needed. You can go a little further. Now you have went through the storm. You can go a little higher. Now that you've been through the storm, you're able to go take a test a little bit more. Now that you've been through the storm, I can stand up in your storm, and I can say, peace be still. I can stand up in your storm, and then you can begin to see that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and he's standing there waiting to tell you, come on to me. Hey, I got your back. Come on to me. Just reach out and touch me. I'll bring you through. When we get to that point that Jesus says we have got what we needed, then you have faith. So if you don't have faith, and you know that there's a boat that you got to get to the other side, and you used to a great big old boat, you are not going to step in a little old boat. You say, no, that's too little for me. I can't do it. I need a great big old ship. But you have no faith in it because it's too little. Amen? It's not all times you're not going to get it right in that great big old boat. Sometimes you're going to have to walk out there on faith. You may can't see it, but you say, well, Lord, you said go. You're going to have to go by faith. And then it'll work out. And as I'm closing, these men started out, and this is what you need to think about. They started on a journey one way. But when they got to the other side, their lives have been forever changed and equipped. Amen? Because then they saw that Jesus was the Son of God. It's all about what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the waves obey. Had they not been with Jesus? Had they not seen miracles and wonders? Amen. How is it that they got to this point and they still didn't know who God's son was? How was it? Jesus had to show them something. Amen. They had to be equipped because, see, on the other side, there was going to be some things. Because you read on in the story, on the other side, there was demons waiting on the shore. Amen. Now, had he not equipped them with what they needed, now what could have happened to them? Instead of the demons going out where they went, the demons had to go someplace. You had to go on in the story. But the demons were waiting on the shore on the other side. But by the time they got there, they had already been equipped. They had already been taken a little higher. They had already realized that Jesus was the one, the Son of the true God, that even in the midst of the storm, that they had what they needed to get through. So no matter what it was, be it demons, be it sickness, no matter what it is that they're going through, that Jesus is the answer. No matter what you need in your life, Jesus is the answer for the world today. No matter how much pain you're in, all you got to do is call on Jesus, because he'll what? He'll answer prayer. No matter what man says, Jesus is a great physician. No matter how hard that problem is, he said, take it, Lord, take it to the Lord and leave it there. No matter what you're going through, Jesus is the answer. Jesus can calm your storm. In the middle of it, he can stand up in your life and say, peace, be still. And your storm will come to an immediate end. But you got to have some faith. You got to believe in the word of God. You got to believe that Jesus can work it out. You can't have the problem solved if you keep picking up the problem and trying to solve it yourself, because you won't trust and believe. Only if you just trust and believe, only if you just turn it over to Jesus and say, Jesus, I can't handle it, I can't solve it, I can't work it out, if the Lord is too heavy for me, I'm in a storm, I can't go in the Father, Lord, I need you right now. Jesus will stand up, and he'll take over. He'll take over. All you got to do is you got to bow down and let Jesus stand up in your life. No matter how small the storm is or how big, see, in the small storms as that goes, we can kind of see, okay, well, that's a little thing I can go through. But when it's a great big major storm and you can't turn anywhere and see your way through, then it's kind of hard for us to just say, I'm going to trust and depend on Jesus. Because everywhere we see is doom and gloom, maybe. Everywhere we see a wind blowing. Everywhere we see a trial and tribulation. Everywhere we look at issues. Everywhere we go, there is trouble.
Trouble.
Everywhere we go. And it just seems like no matter what we do, trouble keeps following us. See, no matter what, where we go, trouble keeps following us. So see, no matter how much we pray, trouble still follows us. No mean how much we fast, trouble is still there. But I want you to know that it's just a test. It's just a storm in this life. You got to give it up to Jesus. Have faith and trust in Jesus. And he'll stand up in your life and say, peace, be still. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I thank God for those of you who are listening in the radio land. Amen. We know that Jesus can be whatever you need him to be. If there's someone out there that don't know Jesus, I'm asking you now to take this time out that you have a prayer, have a minute of prayer. As we're praying an altar song, just somebody just take the time out and rededicate your life to Jesus. If you are being a backslider, this is your time to think about it. Whatever you're going through, I don't care if you're a drug addict. I don't care if you're a prostitute pimp or anything else, whatever kind of addiction you may have, and you think that you can't make it. I want you to know that suicide is not the answer. You can't come to Jesus right now. And we want you to just lay out before the Lord. All you have to do is confess with your mouth. If you confess with your mouth and believe in their heart, then you shall be saved. It's just that simple. You can say, well, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm a wretch. I'm done. I need you to come into my life right now. Lord, I want you, Lord, to forgive me of my sins so that I can be saved. Lord, I believe in you. I believe in the Father. I believe in the Son, Jesus Christ. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Lord, here I am. I give my life to you. And Lord, I believe you. Therefore, I believe and I confess. I receive you into my heart. And now you can say, I am saved. Amen. You can say, I'm saved. And then I want you now to thank God now because you have confessed, you believe, and you have received. Now let's begin to tell the Lord, thank you. Lord, I thank you for saving. Hey, thank you. Lord, I thank you. Hey, thank you. Lord, I thank you for saving. Hey, thank you. Thank you. Lord, I thank you for saving me. Lord, I thank you for your grace and mercy, Lord, because you first loved me. It wasn't because I loved you first. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that you came in and you've forgiven me all my sins. And, Lord, now that you've saved me, I'm a brand new creature. I'm a brand new creature. Lord, you're doing something what man can't do because you looked down on the inside beyond all my faults and my needs, and you gave me what I needed. And, Lord, I thank you today. So we give God thanks. We give him praise, and we give him the victory. And so we thank you for listening to our broadcast. We're thanking each and every one that's in this house, in God's house of prayer. Understand, there's nothing too hard for God. Nothing. All you have to do is turn it over to him. Amen and amen. If you have a prayer request in the audience, we're going to have this moment of silence to play that song. And I want you to give it to the Lord. Have that conversation with the Lord. Amen. Tell the Lord your request. Make known to the Lord.
Amen.
Tell the Lord specifically what you want. Don't just sit there. You got an issue. Talk to the Lord. You got an issue. Go to the Lord. Nobody knows what you need but you and the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Amen. Hey, God, Papa. You got to tell them. Tell them. Only Jesus can do it. Only Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We're going to play our altar call song. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.